Hey, you called, so here I am. It's a pleasure, so don't worry about it. On the phone, you sounded as if you were drowning in all that learning matter. And I know how much pressure it is. That's why I'm happy that I can help you out a bit. So, how are you feeling? Hey, don't worry. Look, you are going to pass that exam. I believe in you. You're smart, and you're dedicated, and on top of that, I don't know any person who is such a lucky devil as you. You'll probably get exactly the questions that you were studying for. To be honest, for somebody who procrastinates so much, I am always surprised by how much you manage all that work. But remember, you think you're going to fail every single time. And you usually don't, right? Okay, good. Another question for you. What's the worst thing that could happen? That you fail the test? Right. And what's the potential consequence of that? Exactly. Repeating the exam. That's nothing bad, sweetheart. The fear of it's much worse than the actual thing. And I'm sure you'll get it this time. But if not, that's okay too. In that case, you just try again. I wouldn't ever see you differently or judge you just for failing a stupid exam. You're strong, and you would be able to deal with that. And even if it did cause issues, I know that you'd be fine. I have so much faith in you. Honestly, I don't even think it counts as a proper education if you don't fail at least a couple times. So stop that bullshit. You're not stupid. You're just anxious, is all. You can't see the woods through the trees. In other words, the mountain seems impossibly high when you only look at the peak. But we'll start off at the base. And we'll slowly work our way up, all right? And you'll reach the peak in no time. Relax. I'm going to help you, okay? You're so sweet when you're all grouchy like this. Come on, let's sit down. Show me where you're at. Look. See, you've already accomplished a lot. No, shut up. Nobody talks about my friend being lazy. Not even yourself. You did get a lot done, even if there's still plenty of work. Here, how about this? You just explain this to me, what you understood about the topic. Great, you pretty much nailed it. Just write up a summary about the next topic, and I'll prepare some questions that I can hit you with when you're done. Okay. Ready for the questions? Sure, we can break first. Yeah, soda would be lovely. You don't happen to have some of those cookies, do you? The ones I love so much with the chocolate fudge. Thank you. Really? You always keep some for me? Well, I feel honored. Of course I help you. That's what friends do, right? And I love spending time with you anyways. And I wouldn't have gotten the chance to see you for the next few weeks if I wasn't helping you study. So I didn't have much of a choice now, did I? Sorry, am I making you uncomfortable? Well, your expression and, how you fumble your hands? You seem nervous. Is it because of the exams? No? What's up then? Is there something wrong? Don't look at me that way. Just stop it. We won't get work done. At least not if you keep being so cute. I wanted to wait until you were done with your exams. But, well, maybe it's the right moment now. I mean, I think we both feel this chemistry between us. Maybe I'm just reading it wrong, I don't know. But I do feel it. And for a long time I've been trying to ignore it. Because I didn't want to risk losing our friendship. Because you're an amazing friend, you know? And you've been my rock. Spending time with you is inspiring. It makes me joyful and relaxed and hopeful. I can see you grow so much. Looking at you just being you, sometimes happy, sometimes sad, sometimes angry. And I don't want to miss any of that. When I'm around you, I become excited. And, I mean, I can't stop smiling. My body creates all kinds of weird, tingly sensations. I didn't think you could look any cuter than you did before. Does that mean what I think it means? Good. Now come here, you. Gosh, that was so much better than I ever could have imagined. I don't think I'll be able to focus after. I think you need to do some studying. What about having my arms squeezed around you while you do that? I've wanted this for so long. It feels so good to finally have you in my arms. Relax, you're fine, baby. I love you.